to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMMM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Thursday, the 11th day of January. And the year, of course, is 2007. Doesn't quite fit, does it? It's like a cheap suit. Pinches here and it's baggy there. Yeah, but it is 2007, folks. On today's program, let's get down to brass tacks here. I've got Deneen Peterson coming on. Her website, you may want to take a look at this before she comes on, stopthenorthamericanunion.com. And she does her work. She's compiled her information. I don't see it's infallible, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of what she's put on her website. I know the story well. So we'll have an opportunity to talk to Deneen here in just a few minutes. And I wanted to remind people, if I get a little bit of time today, I want to go over what we didn't get to yesterday. The National Prayer Network, the emergency alert sent out by Ted Pike. We'll give you a follow-up on that. And other good things, along with your calls today at 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And on the subject of the North American Union, folks, this is, I believe, the biggest threat to America right now. And again, not minimizing anything, a lot of great patriots out there have done on the 9/11 issues. Big smoking gun. If that would have got traction, House of Cards might have fallen. For years and years and years, people have written about the illegal and unconstitutional Federal Reserve System. That's right, our privatized money system. Or the infamous and acrimonious Internal Revenue Service illegally getting their ill-gotten gains from you unconstitutionally. 16th Amendment, the people did their homework on that, never properly ratified, and even if it was ratified, it'd have to be struck down because it's unconstitutional and illegal. Direct taxation, not a good thing. So there are many different layers to this Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger, the good old boys club that have been working this country toward giving up its sovereignty, doing all these treaties, and basically turning this into something more akin and more palatable to the New World Order. Of course, you can't do that, ladies and gentlemen, with a country that's rich in all aspects of life and culture. Can't have that. It's too much of a shining example to the rest of the planet out there. They wanted to be more like us. Instead, the globalists are making us look more like the rest of the planet. Except for one problem. The more people find out about this in this country, the more they're resisting it. So it's kind of a foot race. It is a foot race. And the only thing we have to do is cross that finish line just a couple inches ahead of them. The good news is more and more people are waking up. People that formerly were in the matrix are waking up, walking out of that matrix, and joining the ranks of good, patriotic, God-loving, constitutionally minded people. You know, in the days where men were men, women were women, cars were cars. That era. We'll take the break. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, Deneen Peterson. And the website is stopthenorthamericanunion.com. We'll be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Deneen Peterson, PhD and author who writes and speaks about the illegal alien problem in the coming North American Union. Her articles published on a variety of online news chronicles and journals are heavily researched and referenced with clickable URLs that will take the reader directly to the source material. I love that. It's not our words, our interpretation, our opinion of their words. It's their words. Her accompanying photos and graphics add to her vivid exposés. All of her articles can be found archived on StopTheNorthAmericanUnion.com. At one time, she was a professor at both Temple and Jefferson Universities in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she taught behavioral science, research, methodology, and statistics. After leaving academia, she created and directed the first Department of Research and Program Evaluation for Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, the national office in Philly. Now, Dr. Peterson is currently researching and writing on the issue of the One World Order and the United States government covert acts to create a North American Union without consent of Congress or that little known entity out there called We the People. She has been an invited guest on many radio talk show hosts, or shows, and makes personal appearances to discuss her in-depth research that has uncovered all aspects of the illegal alien invasion and is currently working to expose the brazen and surreptitious acts by our own government to force us into a North American Union. And with that, we bid Deneen Peterson a good afternoon.
Well, hello there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still battling a little bit of laryngitis, but other than that, I'm fine.
We'll get you a Ricola. Hope you.
Pardon me?
I said it. We'll get you a Ricola. You know, the little.
Yes.
Obviously,
yes,
you don't watch too much TV. Okay.
I don't watch television at all, to be perfectly honest.
The only reason I watch it and I have to put up with the commercials is I always check the propaganda and where they're going next. That way we can head them off at the pass. Look, Deneen, the question I always ask people to come onto this program is, coming out of academia such as you did at Temple and Jefferson Universities in Philly, what prompted you to get into your research and your study? What pushed you over the edge of the, I don't want to refer to academia out there as being the matrix, but you got to admit that the studies and the curriculum offered at university level has been somewhat neutered, if we can use that term. But what made you as an individual, being in academia the way you were, come out and start to look at this and then start to research and write about it?
Well, as you may be able to tell by time this session is over, I'm not a very young person. I actually started out in corporate America and was very familiar, much more comfortable in corporate America because that's where I spent most of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, in the process of finishing my doctorate, et cetera, I taught at those two universities for about 7 years, and I understood the politics of the universities. As much as I loved teaching, I couldn't stay there. Then, as I exited out the door from there and left and went to the Big Brothers Big Sisters, I stepped into a nonprofit world, which was a third entirely different world. They think differently. Their concept about things, the way they look at things, is just very different. So I've gone the full spectrum, and it forced me in my retirement. How I got to this place, in 1996, my husband and I retired. We got in our little old Winnebago, and we toured the country full-time for 3 years. And I hit all but, I think, perhaps four states in the very center of our country. I always regretted that I didn't get to Alaska. So I did see the border. I saw illegal aliens in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and the Baja down in the southern part of California. In fact, my husband and I are Honda Goldwingers, so we did most of our touring on our motorcycle. And we happened to be going across the Borrego Desert one time and came upon some 12 or 13 illegal aliens just walking along the desert out in the middle of nowhere. And they were hungry. They were thirsty. Now, on a motorcycle, you can't carry a whole lot, but because we knew we were going into the desert, we did have water, and we had fruit and things like that. So we gave everything away, and I'm standing there thinking to myself, golly, is that illegal? I just helped people who broke into our country. They're here illegally.
Well, depending on their records, you could have been aiding and abetting a felon. But aside from that. Yeah. Aside from that.
So I've seen the Border Patrol chase them down. In fact, right after they passed this by, Border Patrol stopped and said, did I see them? Well, of course, I wouldn't lie. I said, they went that away. And they said, oh, he said, would you like to see where their layup areas are? And I said, oh, you know, this is all new experience to me. I said, really? Yeah, I would like to. Well, of course, it's just like you see at other places. It's full of trash, burned out fires and so on, and hummocks where people sleep at night. And so I didn't, you know, think that much about it. I just thought that was part of people trying to better themselves. I never gave any thought to it.
It's all part of the American dream, Deneen.
Sure.
That people that don't have too much, they come to this country, they enjoy the luxuries and the freedoms and the liberties to become whatever they want. We're used to seeing people show up on our land here that, well, don't have a lot, but they come here to build. But this is a different situation.
Absolutely. Being a mother and having children in the grade schools and understanding how important education was, I had two very, very bright children, and they weren't even being served then. I can't imagine what it's like now with having to divide so much money out to bilingual education and supporting people who can't speak English within the school system. Whereas before, when people came here, there was maybe one or two people who didn't speak English really well, and they were put in what is now called English immersion. And I thought to myself, as I saw it escalate across the United States, I started to get involved. I started, just like most people do, I think, letters to the editor, emails, faxes, all of that sort of thing, joining all those organizations that were working to try to stop this massive invasion of illegal aliens into our country. And it grew from there. And then I sort of since I'm a researcher, I use my professional skills to ferret out information. When I write, I call myself a story weaver. I write things where I take information from all sources that I consider to be legitimate, realistic, and not just trying to bash people. And I love to go to government sources. I just find all kinds of incredible things there. And started to write about the illegal aliens. And I devoted myself to that for nearly 2 years. The major body of my work is on illegal aliens. And I wrote three major pieces. One of them is called Language Lunacies, dealing with the bilingual problem in this country, Miscellaneous Madness, and Insanity Reigns. So those are three pieces on my website. If you get a chance, you should read them, because it really deals totally and completely the whole spectrum of the illegal alien problem in the country.
And a website, just a reminder, and write this down, folks. I mean, it should be pretty easy to remember once you get it in your head. It's stopthenorthamericanunion.com. That's what we're all in favor of. And talking about, since you researched the illegal alien problem here, then you must surely be aware that there's been no attempt whatsoever to stem the tide of illegals coming over into this country. During the Reagan administration, I think it was 1986, if memory serves, the first wave of people came into this country, got their citizenship. But this is the second wave, only this time it's different. This time it's part of the balkanization problem that we're facing in this country.
Oh, yes, and that is one of the issues that I raise constantly, is the fact that once the balkanization begins and people begin to divide into separate communities, which you see, of course, all the time across the Southwest, it is now moving. I live in New York State. I don't live in the major metropolitan areas, but they have that problem there also. Now, years ago, when the Germans came, or the Scots or the Irish or whatever came to this country, yes, they had their little enclaves. But eventually, they dissolved and became part of the total community. They gave up their foreign language and learned English. In fact, most of them, when they came here, they had a very strong desire to want to learn English, which is a unifying thing. I don't care if we spoke Hindu or whatever here, but if everybody speaks the same language, then things are able to work out. But if we're all a polyglot nation of all kinds of different languages, you can't have community. Community requires the ability to communicate with the rest of the community. And if you're all speaking a different language, you're going to have problems because people won't understand each other.
Well,
so the unity of the English language is extremely important.
It is, because that is the unifying factor, and you're absolutely correct. It didn't matter if it was Irish coming into this country. It didn't matter if they were German. It didn't matter what they were. They came to this country. Of course, they came in through Ellis Island. They came in legally, and they assimilated into this culture. They learned and mastered the language. They made sure that their children learned the American language, and everything was fine. They took part and parcel of the so-called grand experiment here, and everything was fine. But this time, it is totally different. And when I try to explain this to people, you know, they've been doing, Tom Brokaw did a program a couple of weeks ago in which it was a soft piece on the illegal alien problem and, you know, how they're trying to gain citizenship, how they're trying to fit into the culture. And folks, if you think about this, and I noticed this right away, and I'm sure that you did, Deneen, that you're not going to have a monoculture or a monolanguage culture when you have radio stations, Spanish radio stations. You pick up your telephone for directory assistance, or your whatever you're doing, they want to know if you want it in English or you want it in Spanish. Now, did somebody move the borders overnight? This is America. We speak English here. We're not in Mexico. I understand bilingual, learning other languages, all that's fine and dandy. But there's something rotten in Denmark here. And the piece that I'm referring to, well, it was just, we need to make these people citizens. And what they always do, what they never fail to do, is mention the 11 million illegals that are in this country. 11 million. That would be not such a problem if that were the true numbers, but some people put it at maybe 3 to 4 times that number. We'll be right back with our guest right after this. Don't move.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
We are back. My guest today, Deneen Peterson, Ph.D., the website stopthenorthamericanunion.com. You have, Deneen, a picture on your website, and I found this rather fascinating. It is the infamous picture of past and present, whether they be Secretary of States, Secretary of Defenses. The list is long here, and it goes back through many presidencies. And ironically, 14 out of the 17 policymakers in this picture are either Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, or Bilderberg.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about.
I mean, it's a nice picture. But here,
well, actually, I got permission. I stole it from the New American, but that's where it came from originally.
And the problem here is that we have a complicit Congress. It isn't that they don't know that these people are moving about them, have been for a number of years, setting up through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission to absolutely smash the sovereignty of the United States and meld the United States into their global governance scheme. Is there anybody on that you've discovered through your research, is there anybody within our United States Congress that recognizes this and sees it for what it is? I mean, you and I would look at this and the whole scheme and say, well, this is treason. Is there anybody that you've discovered in our Congress that sees this for what it is?
Oh, there are a few. They're constantly, of course, considered conspiracists. Ron Paul, of course, is one of the most preeminent. Tom Tancredo. I'm trying to think of the other fellow that just the three of them got together and signed a consent of Congress that says stop the North American Union, stop the SPP, stop the super corridors, because it's a violation of the Constitution to be doing it. And I don't know how far that'll go once the new Congress gets a chance to get behind that or not. Last I heard, Tom Tancredo's a group was around 100 strong. I don't know what the losses at the election had to do with his group as far as fighting against illegal immigration, but there's not many. Considering there's 450 some people in the House, yeah, there's not many.
We have quite a few Congress critters up there. I have said this before, Deneen, and I want to get your take on this, because we see our foray into the Middle East. We see what the Democrat controlled Congress is doing right now. They want to keep up the Homeland Security and the Patriot Acts and keep everything in place. They came in on a power struggle to take over the House and the Senate on the issue of the Iraq War was wrong, George Bush lied. And I'm sure that you've been reading articles through surfing the web that they have once again sold out the American people. Now, this is what I want to get your opinion on and to see if my assessment is correct about this. This is a big deal to the global governance crowd out there, the New World Order, orderites, as I like to refer to them as. Do you think that it is beyond them to create this contentious situation in the Middle East? In other words, a major wag-the-dog scenario, so they can keep working on their North American Union plans while everybody is distracted with Iraq, Afghanistan, possibly Iran, Syria, or whatever else, whatever the PNAC boys have up in store for us. Up to this time, we've mapped it out pretty well. But the question is, do you think this is intentional at this time to take the focus off the North American Union?
Oh, I'm sure it's part of it. I mean, the whole act of going into Iraq and blaming everything on terrorists to leverage us into the Patriot Act, and then the two acts that I want to talk about tonight, which is the Military Commissions Act and the National Defense Appropriations Act. The fact is, if you recall, before the election, Nancy Pelosi and other prominent Democrats went around saying, well, give us a chance, let us get back into power here, and we're going to impeach that George Bush. And it went on and on and on and on, and people believed them. And then after the election, what was the first thing Nancy Pelosi said? She said, well, that's off the table now.
That's right.
So, and because of the liberal bent, or the most people ascribe Democratic primarily being liberal, that will fit right in with George Bush's plans to push S-2611 through, which is the amnesty, give them everything, Senate bill that was so contentious in the last Congress. So he's got everything he wants. He was happy that the Democrats came into power. Believe me, because the Republicans were the only thing that were going to stop him. So
now,
yes.
Now we have the enablers. Well, and again, it's political game time here. Deflection. I heard Obama the other night when he was queried on a talk show, saying that we need to get past the reasons why we're in Iraq right now, and we have to deal with the current situation. It's like they want to do the memory erase deal, and we'll forget about all of this that led up to it, and here we are now, we've got to fix it, so we're going to fix it. It's the same old thing. I don't care if you're Democrat or really Republican. The major agendas never, ever really change. I've been watching. They conveniently today, they had Condoleezza Rice. They're having hearings on the appropriations of more money and more troops for Iraq. Everybody got to read their opening statements. When it was time for the Q&A, the only network that was covering it was CNN, and they conveniently cut away to cover fluff. We'll take the break here. Come back with my guest today, Deneen Peterson. Dr. Peterson, hang on. We'll be right back. Also, we'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Some of the people that are involved in this wonderful globalization project, and one of the personalities that stands out, and everybody's familiar with the name, the Rockefellers, and it's rather fascinating. And again, all you have to do is read their words. And on a particular subject to David Rockefeller, he said this. He said, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. That leaves no wiggle room. That pretty much says what it is. And this gentleman that I just mentioned here, of course, went on to found the Trilateral Commission. He was the head of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years, from 1970 to 1985. And this is just one of the players in the global conspiracy for a one-world government. It doesn't take a whole lot of explaining here, Deneen, to tell people about the North American Union. All we have to do is point to the European Union. That was the first step in the globalization process. We need the North American Union. They have a few odds and ends that they need to tie up and, well, recruit the rest of the countries into the global governance scheme. Can't have too many wildcats out there. We need to bring them under one roof. This has been an ongoing conspiracy for a number of years, and the people who have been involved in it here in this country are guilty of high treason. I mean, there's no other way to put this. And their oath of whatever office they assume is that I will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Just on that swearing-in ceremony, with their right hand raised for the affirmation in front of God and all his people, there you have a pretty clear-cut case that they're working against the Republic and the Constitution. And I, in my estimation, I'm not a Supreme Court justice. I'm not a judge. But apparently, this is treason most high.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. I wrote a very large piece called Treason Abounds, Government Cabal Plots North American Union. It's very long. It has about 87 photographs in it. It has 120 clickable references in it. It's on my website. You can get to it right on my homepage. In that, I do discuss Rockefeller. I do discuss the way, I mean, it's not been going on for years. It's been going on for almost more than a century now that they're trying to do what they're doing. These are, Rockefeller is representative of a group of people, elitists, who were way back when known as the robber barons. So everybody talks about the New World Order. Well, it's not new and it's not order. In fact, what it is a recycling of those robber barons in modern-day appearance, and I call them, my term for them is the one-world monopolists. They want to take over the whole world and run it their own way. They don't want governments to be in the way. They don't want sovereignty to be in the way. They want to just be able to run things to the betterment of the almighty dollar. They're, of course, like you say, supported. I mean, the major group that you can point to is the CFR. There's about 4,000 people membership in that. They have an inordinate influence in our government, heavily in the State Department, a lot in the upper echelons of the military. People don't realize that. And for the size of the organization and the influence that they have in our government is tremendous. Did you ever wonder why the president, anytime there was any kind of musical chairs move of people to go out of the government or come into government or be an ambassador, instantly he has somebody to fill that spot? Well, that's because he's being told behind the scenes by the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the shadow government, which actually runs our government, which we were talking about Republicans and Democrats. I call them two legs of the same pair of pants or the two wings of the same bird. I mean, it's all a Marxist Hegelian dialectic process for us to be looking back and forth between Republicans and Democrats and liberal and left and, left and right and liberal and conservative. But it's all kabuki dance. I mean, it just entertains us and keeps our message off, keeps our eye off the true things that are going on in our government. So I did want to mention one thing. I never finished my story how I got from the illegal alien situation into the North American Union. And that was because that after doing all of this research and doing some serious heavy-duty writing and the three pieces I mentioned, which is Insanity Reigns, Miscellaneous Madness, and Tyranny, Language Lunacies, they were all connected to the fact that our government, at all levels, not just the federal government, is aiding and abetting the illegal alien situation. And I realized a long time ago that they were never going to close our borders, that they were never going to enforce our immigration laws, which I read Title 8, stem to stern, top to bottom, left to right. It is so egregious what they're doing with this invasion of our country that I said, that's not it. That's not the real reason. All that is helping them to leverage the North American Union by creating de facto open borders. That's all part of, you know, creating the North American Union is to have that no borders. You know, no sovereignty and no nationality. It's just freedom of movement of people anywhere they want to go. And that's all part of the North American Union, and they're achieving that by totally ignoring taking care of our border and totally ignoring the laws that have been on the books for more than two centuries, using euphemistic terms like immigrant in place of alien and so on. They've done a really good job.
There is so much information on your website. I am perusing this as you speak. There is a slight problem here. We have, if we remember George Bush coming into office, his first 100 days, within the first couple of weeks, he started with his first project, and that was the North American Union. We saw in March of last year, I believe it was March of 2005, or maybe it was May, at any rate, the security partnership that was signed between Mexico and Canada. And this is just another layer in the free trade area of Americas or the North American Union as a whole. Is there...
Go ahead. What was really interesting about the signing of that in 2005 is, if you go on the securityprosperitypartnership.gov website, there's a page on their website that's called Facts and Myths. And the very first fact and myth that they discuss is whether or not there was a signing of an agreement between the Prime Minister of Canada, President Fox of Mexico, and George Bush. And they say, absolutely, positively not. There was nothing signed. And then you go on to a .gov subsite on the Canadian government, and you see this whole big 5-6-page article talking about that meeting in 2005, and very specifically the Prime Minister at the time, which I believe was Martin, it's Harper now, but it was Martin then, said, we signed an agreement on 2005. So the government, our government is lying to us right out there in black and white, and I do point that out in a few places in my writing. So it's incredible.
When you have a commander-in-chief, and Doug Thompson from Capitol Hill Blue first broke this story, And I want to give you a bird's eye view, ladies and gentlemen, of the president we have in office right now. Forget his approval ratings are down. Forget the polls that show 25% of the respondents thinks that he's more evil than Satan. Satan, by the way, in this poll only got 1%. George got 25%. It doesn't matter what George Bush's poll numbers are. George Bush has done the job that he was assigned, the task that he was assigned to do. He's accomplished it. Whether he is a lame duck president or he gets one more of his wish list in the rest of his term does not matter. The groundwork has already been laid. The agreements have been signed. This thing is rolling on. And what I'm looking for here, Deneen, is short of the great Second American Revolution that people like to talk about, is there any way within the matrix that they have created to stop this North American Union?
I don't see that happening. I hate to be gloom and doom. I do a tremendous amount of reading and research. The problem is not just in the federal government. It's entirely across the United States at all levels of governance. Of course, the famous statement was made by the globalists, which said that the way that they're going to take over this country was little by little from the ground up. And if we're going to take it back, that's the only way we can get it back is little by little from the ground up, which means that people have to get out there and start exercising some civic duty and begin to take over our town councils and our boards and school boards and et cetera to be able to try to take this country back.
But there's one missing ingredient. There's one missing ingredient here, Deneen. First off, the people must be aware of what's going on.
Amen.
And that has
you
been
are absolutely right.
And that has been the stumbling block. And heretofore, people got real nervous and real edgy because everybody's got a grand plan, they got an agenda, they got a magic bullet. They're going to fix the situation. If we just go here into the problem, we'll be able to create the virus that destroys the germ. And they're afraid that don't take people from my group because we're over here and we're fighting, we're working this angle. And I, at a meeting in Washington, D.C., I just stopped the whole room and I said, look, stop. I said, you people are missing the broader point here. This is an educational process. The thing that we need is more educated Americans, more boots on the ground, if you will, to fight different aspects of the globalization process or the federalization of all of our states, our several states here in the Union. I said, but we have got to pick something here. And don't worry about it. Let's pick this agenda. Let's just make this our agenda that as many outlets as we can possibly get in, whether it be print, radio, I don't care what it is, use that as an educational process to inform other people. And so far, Deneen, the American patriots that are awake have done a pretty good job of letting their fellow Americans know. The problem is that the globalists are moving at an ever-accelerated rate. What we have seen transpire just in the last couple of years in this country is absolutely astounding. They have demonstrated that they don't care. They have demonstrated that the Constitution, and I'm going to read George Bush's quote here, ladies and gentlemen, because this came out of Doug Thompson's Capitol Hill Blue. Every politician in Washington reads that. It's like their star magazine of the political scene. In fact, the Constitution is far more than outmoded, according to President Bush, who rebuffed GOP leaders' request to soft-pedal some parts of the Patriot Act by saying, "I don't give a GD. I am the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way." Then responding to an aide who stated, "There is a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution," Bush screamed back, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a GD piece of paper." So what do people expect out of George Bush? He's already made his position clear that that's his toilet paper in Washington, D.C. It's not the Constitution. It's not regarded. It's not being followed as sworn to by his oath of office. We have in our midst undeniable fact. And Nancy Pelosi, I'll tell you what, I'm going to shock you here, Deneen. Yeah, I'm with Nancy Pelosi. Let's leave this issue about Iraq go out of the way, because the real problem is we have a president in this country who has committed treason against the American people, and the son of a gun is still occupying the Oval Office.
Yes, he is. He most certainly is. And, of course, what he's doing is eroding egregiously all of the protections of that Constitution. And, of course, the one big one was the Patriot Act, which he was, that you just discussed, and I've actually quoted that whole thing in a piece that I wrote, because it's important, because it demonstrates the commander-in-chief who thinks that that rises above the Constitution, that whatever he says goes. Our government is run that way. It's not just George Bush saying that. Our whole government is being run that way. Whatever way we think it should be done, and they're going to use the whole terrorism issue and the 9/11 issue to get people to fall in line, because and that's why the war will never end, and that's why they're going to escalate the war in Iraq, because they can't let that die down, because that's the thing that is pushing their agenda, which is to take away our rights. And they're not doing it little by little anymore. They're doing it in huge chunks. The Patriot Act is one example, and then the thing that I wanted to discuss tonight, which I call the two acts of tyranny on the same day, has to do with the Military Commissions Act and what that means to Americans, and then the National Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Those two bills were passed on the 17th of October of last year, and I personally believe that they are two acts of tyranny, and they are awesome as far as what rights they have taken away from the American people. And I need to talk to people about it, because it is so egregious, and it's going to have such a huge impact on us here in America. It's a destruction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
We have a full hour coming up ahead. Let me squeeze in a phone call here. Charlie in Texas. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing there, John?
Good.
Long time listener. I just have a suggestion, you know, for network and you know, in this battle against that new world order. I mean, you know, I think you pushed the line here, man, and you know, you're putting across a message that you're pretty much just a carpet bagging Yankee, wife beating dopehead. And I'm wondering why. You can laugh over me, man, but I'm wondering what bring you out of Michigan. Why'd you leave Michigan,
Charlie?
Yeah.
Why don't you leave your number with the producer here, and I'd be happy to discuss anything you want to talk about, my friend.
Oh, you'll be getting a call, but it won't be from me.
Oh, okay, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Try us Texans, man.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, Charlie.
Yeah, goodbye, loser.
Are you paying attention to this? When I get a call like that, just cut him off. There's somebody with a personal axe to grind. At any rate, Fred in Philly. Let me take. I don't know where that came from. Fred in Philly. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John. Thank you for your good efforts, and thank you, Janine, for yours. I think one of the weapons that we have is that these people are tripping over themselves, and they've been really making a lot of mistakes along the way and contradicting themselves. you have something called the Federal Register Act of 1875, and the Supreme Court has already said that if a law is a valid statute, it has to be listed in the Federal Register. And I couldn't find the regulations that came under that Patriot II. I checked, and I spoke all afternoon to someone down at the Federal Register. So if it's a treaty, or if it's a law, or if it's a set of regulations, they're doing things that are constantly able to be exposed. And we are in control of the media, whether we realize it or not, because people are not believing the regular corporate media anymore. So
all right.
We are really in control,
Fred,
of the rest of the media.
Fred, hold on 1 second. We got to go to break here. I'll take a couple more calls here, and then in the second hour we'll get into the Military Commissions Act and many other subjects. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular job, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You gotta start paying.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, Fred and Philly.
You have a lot of mistakes being made by Bush and by the Republicans in allowing illegal treaties. You have basically agreements that are passed by Congress that, take the place of treaties. Could you comment on that, how treaties are illegally pushed through?
All right. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate your call. Denise?
Very interesting that he says that they're, quote, mistakes. I'm sorry. I disagree. They're not mistakes. They're planned. They're contrived. They're just simply putting in place their agenda to achieve the goal of the North American Union, eliminating our sovereignty, doing away with our Constitution and Bill of Rights. The North American Union started out exactly the same way the European Union did with a trade document, which was NAFTA. It took them almost 46 years to complete the full process in the EU to create the European Union. Of course, it's beginning to fall apart a little bit because a couple of people wouldn't sign on to the new European Constitution. France was one. I'm not sure. I think Germany was another, and I think Holland was another. And so what are they doing? They're doing exactly what they're doing in this country, was they just simply went ahead. We don't care that you didn't agree and sign on to the European Union Constitution. We're just going to do it anyway. Well, they're doing the same thing in the United States, only they're on a much accelerated schedule. They started out with the NAFTA agreement. Then they switched into this agreement between the three countries to create the Security Prosperity Partnership. Everything they're doing under the Security Prosperity Partnership involves every single element in the executive branch of our government. I'm talking about every department in the executive branch of our government is involved in bringing forward the Security Prosperity Partnership and all of the bureaucratic connections between the three countries. They're revising rules and regulations on everything you can imagine, from the control of legitimate drugs, of roads, of transportation, of security on the borders, of the marine situation, health issues like if the bird flu happens, what do we do? They are rewriting all of our bureaucratic legislative elements at the lower level. It's not going before Congress. It's not going before we the people. And they're doing this totally in violation of the Constitution, but nobody's standing up to stop them. You know, it's really interesting. I found a quote that I think is extremely important. This is a quote that says the following. Most people prefer to believe that their leaders are just and fair, even in the face of evidence to the contrary, because once a citizen acknowledges that the government under which he lives is lying and corrupt, the citizen has to choose what he or she will do about it. To take action in the face of a corrupt government entails risk of harm to life and loved ones. To choose to do nothing is to surrender one's self-image of standing for principle. Most people do not have the courage to make that choice. Hence, propaganda, which is what we are constantly fed, is not designed to fool the critical thinker, like you and I, John, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all.
That's what a lot of people are doing. They're not thinking. But, you know, I use the term out of the 70s when the PCs first hit the market. And I'm not talking about politically correct, the personal computers. There was only a couple of languages to deal with, BASIC and Fortran. And if you try to write a program, you had bad information, you got bad stuff out of the computer. Basically, garbage in, garbage out. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.